From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod, a Black culture podcast brought to you by Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Eric Eddings. So I'm happy to say I'm in the studio with someone very special to The Nod. You might know him as the man who produced the episode, Oral History of Nucky Few Buck. There should be brum, 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 you know, air horns there. Generally amazing person and also producer at Gimlet Media, Mr. Wallace Mack.
Hey, thanks for having me back, y'all.
I brought you here today for a purpose.
Yes.
Little game called 6 Degrees of Black Separation.
6 Degrees of Black Separation.
The goal of this game is to show that, for the most part, all Black people are separated by, like, 6 degrees, because we're all cousins.
Yeah.
And because it's February, you know, this is going to be a special version of this game.
Oh, it's a love version? What are we doing?
It's a Black History Month version. You know what it is. Because this is Black History Month, you're going to hear some names like, you know, maybe Paul Robeson, George Washington Carver, Billie Holiday. And, you know, it's easy to make connections to those people in 6 degrees, right?
We'll see.
They all were on the Mona Scott show at some point.
Yeah. Billy was definitely, was it Miami?
You know? I think she was a Miami season. Yeah. You know. It's probably going to be a little tough, but I think we can figure it out.
We got it.
So let's lay out the rules. So for each turn, we're going to play 3 rounds. There are going to be 2 different categories. And in those categories, there's going to be a list of 3 people. So I'll choose a category and choose one of the people who we're going to connect. And then you will choose a category and pick the other person who we'll connect them to.
Got it.
So, for example, let's say the first person I chose was Mae Jemison. And then let's say you choose Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Connect.
So,
I'm just playing. Mae Jemison, if you don't know, she was the first African-American woman to travel to space.
Mm-hmm.
So to connect Mae Jemison to Oprah, let's say, for example, you can say Mae Jemison guest starred on an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, a show which also stars LeVar Burton. Shout out to LeVar Burton.
Shout out to LeVar.
LeVar Burton was in Roots with basically all the Black actors from that time, but in particular, Cicely Tyson.
Who has also been in everything with everybody.
Exactly. And Cicely Tyson was in a production of The Color Purple, okay, on Broadway. And guess who produced that Broadway edition of The Color Purple?
It's Oprah.
There you go.
Bam.
So that's like, what is it, 3?
3, that's not bad.
Now, one important rule, we cannot reuse people. So if I use Cicely Tyson and LeVar Burton, you then cannot use Cicely Tyson and LeVar Burton to make those connections.
Got it. I got
to
try something new.
Yes. In the same round. Okay, so we're going to play 3 rounds. Each of the first 2 rounds will be worth a point. And when we get to the 3rd round, we're going to do something a little different. But we'll get to that later.
Ooh, okay.
So the person who wins, if you get the most points at the end of the game, I will have to take you to Popeyes and buy you what you want.
You just gave me so much motivation to do this thing.
At first, I was going to say, like, you have, like, a $10 limit, but that's actually most of the menu. So, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah,
do what you need.
I got this.
I've actually always wanted to go and just, like, order just, like, all biscuits. Just, like, a big thing of biscuits.
Why?
Just have a biscuit party. Because, like, I just want to try all the different biscuit fillers. Because, like, typically, if I have a biscuit, sometimes I just eat it regular.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I add the honey. But sometimes I like to add the jam. And sometimes the honey and the jam.
See, I want to get straight to the point. I came here for chicken. The biscuit is like a pleasantry. It's just kind of like nice to have.
What?
But I'm here for the chicken.
But the biscuit, it's like those old school motorcycles with the like passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
They're just attached. Mm. They don't come separate.
I just don't need that kind of dryness in my life. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Time for round one.
Round one.
You want a coin toss? Go ahead, Mac, and choose your...
All right.
Pick the poison.
See what we have here. All right. Our first category is Black cartoon characters.
Okay.
Penny Proud.
Okay.
Gerald from Hey Arnold.
Shout out.
And my nigga Arthur Reed.
Hey. You know, I actually didn't really watch the Proud Family that much.
You didn't watch the Proud Family?
Like, I liked it, but I never got, like, hooked.
I think the Proud Family is, like, just like an inch behind your generation.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
So by the time I'm like eating it up, you probably were like on to bigger, better things.
It's also just sobering to be at the point in your life when people describe your generation. So, you know, I'll just note that. But that's cool. All right. So I'm going to choose from the bag. Oh, sorry. You have to choose who we go. We're going to connect from.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
It's all good,
I didn't mean to other
good.
You in that
no,
way.
It's fine. I'm an old. I recognize that. I own it. It's cool.
I'm going to go with Penny Proud.
Okay, Penny Proud. Penny Proud it is.
If you're not a winner, you better go home. Cause
I'm Penny Proud. I'm cute and I'm loud and I got it going on.
So the next category is people who made movies they do or at least should regret. So this is telling.
I know a name that better be Woo. On there.
Okay. Viola Davis. Woo. I'm sorry, Viola. I didn't write this category, but it ain't wrong. The next name on the list is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy got a few. Mm. Let's be honest. He got a couple bad ones. Okay. Mahershala Ali.
Okay. I know what that's in reference to.
Yeah.
Do you think the Eddie Murphy one could have been in reference to the clumps?
We can go down the list. you got the clumps. Well, actually, this might be helping in the connection. So
You're right. We'll chill.
Viola Davis, Eddie Murphy, Mahershala Ali. I am going to go with... I'm going with Eddie Murphy.
All right. So, we're going to get from Penny Proud, played by Kyla Pratt,
mm-hmm.
to... Eddie Murphy.
This is actually a really fast one. Never mind.
So, my first instinct, and I don't know why I'm going here. I could be totally wrong, so somebody tell me if I'm wrong.
All right, go ahead.
But it seems like a one move joint.
There's a couple of one. Never mind.
Eddie,
I don't know.
So Eddie Murphy is in Dr. Dolittle.
Maybe.
Yes. He is.
I don't know that that's true.
It is true. What I'm not sure about, but what I think is true, is that Kyla Pratt is in Dr. Dolittle as well.
I should be going first. Can we revisit that?
So.
That is correct. I made it a little too easy. That's frustrating. There is another way to do it.
What's the other way, though? I'm curious.
Okay, so the other way is the creative Proud family, Bruce W. Smith. He also made the iconic movie, Bebe's Kids.
Yes. Iconic.
Yes. Love it. We don't die, we multiply. Bebe's Kids, the lead character was originally supposed to be Robin Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Harris passed away before he was able to actually finish the film. So Faison Love actually voiced that role.
Mm-hmm.
But it was based off Robin Harris and Robin Harris's comedy. And Robin Harris was in Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy.
You know, that's more moves, but a nice Black History Month fact emerged from that.
Sometimes it's good to take a journey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
Just walk around the block.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, it seems this first point, sadly, will go to you.
Not sadly for me.
But I think I can be redeomed.
All right, let's do it.
I'm the come around kid.
All right, come back around kid.
Sorry.
The come round young kid.
Yeah. All right, round two.
Round two.
The category is living legends. Number one, Quincy Jones.
King of Mess.
Yes.
Get the biopic together.
Please do. Denzel Washington. Oprah. Okay, so I think in Living Legends, I'm going to go with... Let's go with Denzel.
Watch this category be something crazy.
It's going to be like Jesus, because he was Black.
Mm.
It's a historical thing.
Tell Fox News that. All right. Artist who made drink anthems. First up, we got Jamie Foxx. Which I believe this is in reference to Blame It On.
Blame It On the Alcohol.
Blame it on the booze, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drunk, got you feeling gone. Blame it on the
alcohol. Yeah, I actually love that song. Mm-hmm. First of all, I love Jamie Foxx as an artist.
I appreciate the music he makes.
Okay, so you don't like it. It's fine. We can keep going.
Well, no, Slow Jams is my shit.
Yeah, some Marvin Gaye. A little Anita.
I mean, that's my shit. Classic Jamie Foxx. He got some bops.
Yeah. All right, so we had Jamie Foxx first. Second, we have Cassidy. I'm assuming that's Drink and My Two-Step.
Oh, yeah, Drink and My Two-Step. My Drink and My Two-Step. Got my Drink
and My Two-Step. My Drink and My Two-Step. It's on. It's, I think that was produced by Swizz Beatz. He fucked that beat up.
Wow, they reach, well, reach back.
And then third, the king of drink anthems, Brother T-Pain.
Yes.
Bartender.
Yes.
Buy You a Drink.
Another classic. Why just people need to give more respect to T-Pain?
Yes.
First off, Tallahassee Pain is a true artiste.
You didn't.
A true artiste.
Yes.
Where your top hat at? Just saying.
All right.
Who you choosing?
I want to pick T-Pain.
T-Pain? Okay.
Yeah.
T-Pain to Denzel Washington. Wow. Okay. Okay. And I go first.
Yes.
Okay. This is rigged. Okay, so, whew. All right, let's just talk through it a little bit. I know where I need to start.
Okay, okay. Where do you want
to
start?
So, can I go from T-Pain to Denzel as opposed from Denzel to T-Pain?
Yeah.
You're so gracious. I appreciate that. Okay, T-Pain did Good Life with Kanye.
Yes, that was a great song.
Amazing song.
Back when we still had him, yeah.
The good old days. And Kanye did a song with Jamie Foxx called Slow Jams.
Yes.
So, Jamie Foxx is an actor.
Now I'm interested in seeing where you go.
This takes us in a different direction. So, what I'm trying to figure out is...
You want
to
go from a movie.
Yeah, I want to go from a movie, but I'm trying to think which Jamie Foxx movie would actually get me to Denzel. Because Denzel actually don't be working with everybody. That is the thing that is maybe frustrating about it. Jamie Foxx movies. So, you got...
Ray.
Actually, yes. Yes. So Jamie Foxx was in Ray. He played Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So Jamie Foxx was in Ray with Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Kerry Washington was in the Spike Lee movie, She Hate Me. And Spike Lee directed Denzel in Mo Better Blues and Malcolm X.
Okay.
That is five moves. Can you do better?
All right. We're going to try. So,
I actually just thought of way it's faster. Fuck. This is why I don't like games like this. It's like when you arguing with somebody and you like you give a comeback and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then like 2 minutes later, you're like, God damn, I got a good comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead. I got it. I got it.
All right. Denzel Washington has a son.
He does. That is true.
I want to use him. The problem is I can't think of anything that he was in, but I know what he's in. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Two.
Ah, actually, I just thought of another way. Sorry.
Black people love to antagonize you when you're trying to play a strategy game.
I know.
This is why we don't play Monopoly together.
You can't even really play Spades.
No, it's destroying the black community, these games.
So, do you want to concede this round and then...
You want me to concede so bad.
I really want some free Popeyes. I don't think you understand how much I love that chicken and the biscuits because they go together.
All right. For the sake of my sanity and probably the sanity of the people listening to this, I will concede this round.
Okay.
But I still want to hear the other routes that you took.
Okay. So, this is the looser way. Okay.
Okay.
Denzel has a son.
Mm-hmm.
His son's name is John David Washington. John David Washington is in a show called Ballers.
Mm-hmm.
In the show Ballers, John David Washington plays Ricky Jarrett, who plays for the Miami Dolphins, who are located in Florida.
T-Pain is from...
T-Pain is from Tallahassee. Tallahassee Pain. Boom. Okay, so that's one.
That was one.
But that's a little loose.
Okay.
This is a little tighter. Denzel was in... American Gangster with T.I.
Ah, okay.
And T.I. did a song with T-Pain called It Ain't Me.
All right, that was clever. You won. You, I conceded, but you won. You won.
I had ice cream for breakfast today. So I think my mind and my stomach They're just moving in a different way. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I see the code in a matrix right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's what's happening. And, you know, I'm just thankful to the ancestors that they're giving me these gifts.
Oh, okay, so now it's about them. Okay.
It's always about them.
All right.
Okay, so it's tied up. You got a point.
Uh-huh.
I have a point. It's time to switch it up. Are you ready?
All right, so tell me about this third round.
After the break, we switch things up and someone gets some Popeyes. Okay, so for this third round, we are both going to be trying to match the same people, mm-hmm. as per usual. But instead of trading off, we're going to write down our moves. So I can't influence you, because mm-hmm. clearly I know all the answers.
Right.
And then you can't influence me. So we can, you know, lock everything in. It's almost like Final Jeopardy. You know how they write it on
right,
the screen.
Right. And you reveal it. Yep.
Exactly. And I will get a point for each move that you make. You will get a point for each move that I make. And whoever has the most points overall at the end of this round wins.
All right. Let's do it.
Round three.
Do you see a $5 bonus box in your future?
I actually see a three-piece spicy.
While you're hoping for this three-piece in your future, I'm hoping to deny you that and get one for me. And we should choose the category. You go first.
All right. Okay, this is a positive category.
Okay.
Directors who got stuff done in 2018.
Okay.
So we have Ava DuVernay.
Yes, shout out.
Brother Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
I think about him as a meme now. That's so funny.
He was doing something in 2018.
He did something.
It may not have been what he should have been doing. But anyway, we'll keep that moving. We love Spike.
Great meme content.
Exactly.
And then third but not last, we have Brother Ryan Coogler.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Ryan Coogler.
So we're going from Ryan Coogler to the next category. The category is women that prove that black don't crack. So it should be all of them.
I know whose name better be in here.
Sadly, I don't see Gina Torres, so that's disappointing. But, okay, so first name, Angela Bassett.
That's who I was expecting.
Absolutely. Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
All right.
You chose Ryan Coogler? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can't go with Angela Bassett.
We can't.
It's too easy. Jada Pinkett Smith.
All right.
Ryan Coogler to Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, let's go. Do you feel confident in yours?
Yep.
All right. Go for it, sir.
All right. I'm going to take the trajectory of Ryan Coogler went to film school in L.A.
Okay.
Tupac lived in L.A.
Okay.
Tupac dated Jada.
Sure. Mac. Really? Okay. Okay. I'm going to take... I can't stand you. All right. So, Ryan Coogler directed Angela Bassett in Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Angela Bassett played in Boys in the Hood with Lawrence Fishburne.
Uh-huh.
Lawrence Fishburne was in The Matrix Reloaded with Jada Pinkett Smith.
I mean, that's valid. Yeah. It is definitely a way to get there.
I mean, some would say slightly more legitimate. Than just L.A. A motherfucker was in L.A. And that is your connection to Tupac.
I mean, I was going to let the T-Pain, Tallahassee, Florida thing go. At least I got to the city. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in the same city.
Well, okay. So that's fine. Okay, so that means you would get 3 points and I would get 3 points.
Ryan Coogler went to film school in L.A. and Tupac lived in L.A. That's two, I think.
It would be two moves. But I don't know that LA
is the...
There's no challenge process. I want to throw the flag out. Like, I don't know. I hear you.
Right.
Look, and you know, I'm not trying to knock another black person down in Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were a grievance to file, if there were a challenge to be thrown, I would maybe say that my connections are a touch stronger and maybe a bit more legitimate. The relationships there are a little tighter, just a touch.
For sure.
Don't nobody want to give up Popeyes. It'd be like, I'm not going to block my blessing. Something about, I don't know, does this feel good to you?
Wow, really? Of course.
Does this feel right?
Of course it feels good just... to me. I came up with it.
Here's what I propose. Let's call this a tie. Let's say right now we are at a stalemate.
Okay, I like stalemate.
And let's put it all on the line.
Okay.
Winner take all. One more round. Okay.
One more.
Whoever wins outright. Okay.
Okay.
Stick around to hear the exciting conclusion of the most epic game of 6 degrees of black separation we've ever played.
Final round.
Should I choose the first category?
You choose this time.
Okay. So the category is Renaissance men and women. We shouldn't have done this. The names are Langston Hughes, Paul Robeson, Nella Larson.
All right.
I'm going to choose Langston Hughes.
All right. The next category is people who got the hell out of St. Louis. We have Arthur Ashe, Tina Turner, and Josephine Baker, who The Knot has a wonderful episode about.
Yes.
Let's get from Langston Hughes to Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Interesting. Okay. That's a choice. All right. So we're going to write down our answers again. Start now. Just go to Popeyes. You know?
Yeah.
Let's just present what we have and see who got further.
All right.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. All right. I'm going to tell you what my strategy was. So I got Langston over here and I got Tina over here.
Yes.
My first step was to break Tina out into who I know her as, which is Angela Bassett.
Oh, right.
Then on the other side, I have Langston Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Who has a very tumultuous relationship with, well, a friendship and a weird relationship with Zora Neale Hurston.
Yep.
Zora writes Their Eyes Were Watching God. The book is adapted as a movie. And then I wanted to try to get from T.K. and Janie to Angela Bassett.
Actually, you could do this. Shit. Janie was played by Halle Berry, right?
Yes, that's what I'm missing.
Yeah. So the issue is Halle don't really be doing
black films. Sorry, Halle. It's Black History Month and we being honest.
Yep.
What is Halle Berry in? She's in Losing Isaiah. Also, what's the light-skinned nigga name that's in Their Eyes Are Watching God?
Michael Ealy.
There we go. Because we can get from Michael to Angela.
Oh. Has Michael Ealy been in a Tyler Perry movie?
For Color Girls. Yeah.
Okay, with Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry had Angela Bassett in, which one? Meet the Browns. Angela Bassett was in Meet the Browns? Damn.
Tyler Ooh. Just be pulling them.
We be hard up.
Listen. All right, so let's count that.
Okay.
All right, so Langston Hughes is friends with Zora Neale Hurston.
They had a big falling out now,
They
mind
did
you.
Have a big falling out.
But they were connected.
They were
sure.
connected. Zora wrote Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Ealy stars as Tea Cake in that.
Yes.
Michael Ealy and Angela Bassett are both in Tyler Perry Productions, and Angela Bassett plays Tina Turner.
I'm with that overall. How many steps is that? That's a lot.
It got to be at least five.
I did it in one move. Langston Hughes wrote A Dream Deferred,
mm-hmm.
and Ike Turner deferred Tina's dreams.
Nope. Hell nah.
He did. So where's the lie? Where's the lie?
I cannot believe this.
What?
I cannot believe
this. Did he not do it?
Oh my God, Brittany, please come back. Oh my God. You looked me in my face like you were about to present the man who just contested a location move. It's an interesting choice, Eric.
Tina had dreams of being a star.
Yes.
And she was achieving that stardom, but Ike was trying to be in the way. He had to be in the mix.
Right. And so maybe somewhere along the line, Ike heard the poem.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not consciously, but subconsciously.
You know how they be.
Asked what would happen to Tina's dream deferred.
Yeah.
And then he just deferred it.
He deferred it because he wasn't about shit. But we all know that. I'm just saying, it's just a thought. I will maybe concede that connection mm-hmm. is a touch tenuous.
Yes,
just a little bit.
Yeah,
I will concede the ground to you, Mac.
Thank you.
I think you have won.
I believe I have.
And actually, I have a way that I think I can feel like I still won too when we get to Popeyes. Mm. How about this? You get your three-piece, and you give me the biscuit.
You can have that biscuit, Eric.
I'm cool with that.
Don't you? This is the spirit of Black History.
This is what we need.
This is it.
This is what we need.
This is it.
Shout out to us. The Nod is produced by me, Eric Eddings, with Brittany Luce and Kay Parkinson Morgan. Our senior producer is Sarah Abdurrahman. We are edited by Emmanuel Berry. Additional editorial support from Jorge Just. The show is mixed by Cedric Wilson. Our theme music is by Khalid B. Additional music in the show by Cedric Wilson and Bobby Lord. So, Mac, what are we about to do?
We're about to go to Popeyes.
All right. Of course, it's a line.
Pat.
I'm gonna go up the track, put on my stuff, get a break, roll my spiff, get my liquor.
Side note, the Popeyes you eating at, the food not gonna hit unless people in there fighting or arguing.
That's how you can tell the spicy just came out.
That's how you know.
Actually, I already know what I'm getting, though. I might just switch it up.
Yeah. Hi, can I just get the two-piece spicy chicken?
We have a three-piece with a biscuit for $5.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm actually going to get the surf and turf combo.
$11.97.
Amazing.
We need to play 6 degrees every week.
I know, right? Yo, you see they got banana pudding?
I'm not messing with that.
It's got to be a limit, huh?
You got to draw the line somewhere.